This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Democratic congressman has released video and pictures of migrant women being held at a border facility. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When congressional Hispanic caucus members visited facilities in Joaquin Castro's home state of Texas yesterday, officials asked them to leave their cell phones behind. Castro kept his.
They said that they changed her medicine.
And released footage from an El Paso facility, saying he wants the public to see the awful conditions, with women crammed into prison-like cells.
There was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Castro says he hopes Congress will impose standards of care at the facilities along with broader immigration reform. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's foreign minister told Iran's semi-official news agency IRNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost on the southern island of Jolo last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. Five people were killed in Friday's attack. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28 nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday the German defense minister has been named the president of the European Commission and Belgium's prime minister as the council president. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This comes over a lengthy dispute involving